Originally was called Greyrick Farm, but then it was changed like to Greyrick House. My grandfather lived there to start with.
Oh, really?
And then my parents moved in.
Do you know when it was built?
No, I don't actually. I don't. It's a shame, but...
And so your grandfather bought the property?
He bought the property, and there were lots of outbuildings, like there was a stable, what we used to call the malt house.
Oh, yes. Was that for brewing?
Well, not in our time.
But maybe it had been.
But it may have been. I don't really know. Potato house, as we used to call it, where they used to sort the potatoes out and grade them, you know.
Right, yes.
But as children, we used to play in these buildings and we could, you know, they were quite derelict.
They weren't in proper use then.
No, they weren't. They weren't. But we used to just play in there and climb up the different stories and, you know, just...
Yes.
We used to have lots of other children come round to play because there was so
was
much space.
The house to go.
There was so much space and so much to do around there, you know. Yeah, it was quite
popular. And did you have dens and things?
Oh, God, yeah, we used to make dens, yes. Make soap carts out of old bicycle wheels and things like that.
Yes.
Especially my brothers, And I remember my one brother, he brought home a jackdaw one day.
Oh, goodness.
And kept
How
it and tamed it. I don't know.
Goodness, they're quite bright, aren't they?
They are very clever. Very clever.
And so what did he teach it to do?
Well, I can't remember what he taught it to do, but when he used to let it out, in the end, it had to be disposed of because it used to go in through people's open windows.
Did it take things?
Take things.
Yeah.
I don't remember details about what, but, you know, there were one or two complaints.